Hello and welcome to the Lexington Farmers Market Report. Joining us from the Lexington Farmers Market, Josh England. Josh, welcome back to WUKY. What's happening over there at the Lexington Farmers Market?
In the past, we've done a series called Breakfast, Lunch, Dinner, Dessert. But this year, I want to switch it up a little bit and talk about appetizers, entrees, sides, and dessert. I think a thing that really helps an appetizer is that it's sometimes just a few bites, easy to eat, maybe really packed full of flavor. Something like a banana pepper that has been sliced in half and deep fried and then filled with maybe a cream cheese and pepper jam is a really great appetizer for this time of year. Another step is if you want to do some little tiny quiches, that's something that you can do. If you don't want to make the dough yourself, you can go out and get some phyllo dough, put it in some mini muffin tins, whip up your quiche batter, eggs, and then a lot of the different toppings that you may have lying around, whether that's mushrooms or diced up peppers. It's a really bite-sized, easy thing to have. If you're having people over, you can put it on the counter. Makes a lot of people happy. The other thing is it freezes really well, and you can microwave it the next day for breakfast in case you have leftovers. Another good thing with some appetizers is that they're dual purpose. They can be snacks, appetizers, or even a little breakfast as well. If you want to add and make it a little more luscious, you might be able to get some bacon bits or some sausage and cook that up and then put it in there, and then that will be even more delicious in my opinion. This time of year, we start to see some of the fall squash making their way onto farmers markets tables and things like that. You can always make something like a sweet potato spread to go on some really crispy toast. It's basically a deconstructed sweet potato pie. So you get some really crusty bread, make a whipped sweet potato, put some butter in there, maybe some maple syrup, get it really nice and fluffy, and then you can put it on top of that toast and you get a little bite-sized sweet potato pie feeling on that little canapé, basically. And then that toast, you can also put other things on top of. So you can make a tomato relish or something like a pico de gallo, really bright, fresh, get a slice of cheese on there, toast it up under the broiler, and once again, use the bread for several different items, and it's really delicious.
Josh, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about appetizers at the Lexington Farmers Market.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for joining us. See you down there at the Lexington Farmers Market, where friends meet. I'm Joe Conkright for WUKY. Well, we're in the tailgate season, and appetizers are perfect for those occasions because you may not be whipping up a big entree, but you might have a bunch of little things. So this is definitely a good time to pick up those items for any kind of tailgating purposes.
A thing I like to suggest is they make these three little tiny crock pots that are all connected together. And I like to do one that's basically cheesy queso dip, one that's maybe those little smokies, also ground bison meatballs, which work really well. And then I like to do something with a little bit of more tomato-y, peppery topping. Having all three of those lets people build a burger, build a little sub, build all kinds of different things, and I think they all work really well as appetizers individually, or they're easy just to basically dump into the little crock pot, heat them up, and you're good to go.
My wife whipped up something the other day that reminded me of the old pig in the blanket. Is that something you could whip up with items from the farmer's market?
Absolutely. You can do a pig in the blanket style thing. We have a vendor that has a really delicious jalapeno pineapple sort of Hawaiian-inspired brat. I think that would be really delicious in sort of a croissant crust, or you can even do a more vegetarian-friendly version, maybe some caramelized or candy-glazed carrots that you then wrap up. I think that would be really good as well.
And of course, there's always the good old-fashioned charcuterie board.
Absolutely. So this time of year, you can get radishes and carrots and turnips and broccoli and all kinds of different things that you can put on a tray. You can whip up some hummus or maybe even some baba ganoush and have just a whole bunch of different dips. It's hard to go wrong. I know that sometimes at a big event, the grazing board gets ignored, but I always love all of the leftovers and love having that at my house because it gives you a little cheat snack, in my opinion. You don't feel guilty if you eat 10 pieces of carrots and 15 pieces of broccoli, as opposed to a little mini cheesecake that might be on the dessert table.